24. The fuck is almost over. I'm crying.
Don't cry, Jesse.
Okay.
It's another episode.
Yay!
The lawsuit we forgot to talk about yesterday,
thankfully.
We decided to pull it.
Yeah.
Turns out that they were actually, they've been around way longer than we have.
They were really
there first. So,
wasn't Wafakak like at least 175 years old?
Yeah, but turns out the World Federation of UNESCO Clubs, Association and Centers, also known as Wafakak, they've been around for over 1,000 years.
Jesus.
Actually, no, I misread it. 1,000 million years.
So. 1,000 million years.
Yeah. So it's hard to beat that. Even if I had a time machine, I don't think the batteries would take us back that far.
That's 1 billion years.
1,000 million?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I could have just said 1 billion, but I'm an idiot. So. Anyway, so are you ready for another amazing episode of, I say amazing, another moderately entertaining.
Another adequate episode.
I polished
the fuck out of my toolbox last night. I drank a lot of
eggnog.
You're
supposed to sand your toolbox.
Oh, that's right.
You polish your scrims. Yeah.
Well, I fucked that up. Okay. Shit.
I still don't know what it is.
A scrim?
A scrim, but it is, mine are shiny.
But apparently if you'd know it when you saw it.
I don't. We're all out of Saratoga egg lemonade.
God damn it.
It's scared the shit out of me. Should we get them to be quiet?
That's okay, don't worry. We can't hear it on you.
Hmm?
You just missed some action then. Me and Jesse heard a noise and turns out it was the cleaners coming to empty the bins because we're in my office late at night and scared the crap out of us.
Yeah.
I noticed that Jesse hid behind me.
Well, you are fairly muscular. And ready for action. So I thought, good place to hide.
Anyway, are you ready for day 24?
I am. Yeah, let's open that door.
Day 24, open the door.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah.
For day 24, that was the door?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Bring it. I'm ready.
So I found this. This is a theory. So CBC Kids spreading a conspiracy theory for children.
Hold on. CBC Kids are spreading a conspiracy theory?
Yeah, 4 facts that prove Santa's Canadian. That's their theory.
All right.
Is it a conspiracy? So Canada has laid claim to the North Pole.
Rightfully so.
Right now,
yeah.
The North Pole isn't officially part of any country.
It's Canadian.
However, Norway, Russia, Denmark, and Canada have all claimed it, and Canada made it.
We have a listener in Denmark, at least one that we know of.
Yeah.
So, to our Denmark listener, if you think that the North Pole resides in Denmark, fuck you. It resides in Canada.
Apparently, Canada made the official claim in 2019.
And we just lost a listener. That's
Danish people, I didn't say it. So
no, that's true.
Listen to half the episode because of me.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just kidding. I love you, Denmark.
I want to visit
Denmark. Can you send us a plane ticket, please?
The reason Canada has claimed the North Pole is the closest year-round human settlement to the North Pole is located in Canada. The settlement of Alert.
Yes, I know about Alert.
Nunavut is 820 kilometers from the North Pole. So Santa's closest neighbors are Canadian soldiers.
See, that just makes sense, honestly. Mm. I've seen satellite imagery. It's kind of like, it's almost like Google Earth of Alert. Have you seen Alert? It's adorable.
No.
Alert's cute, man.
I'm going to find a picture.
Yeah, it's like, it's all snow, but like they've dug out highways. There's a plane strip, right? There's little tiny buildings. There's like a community center sort of thing. I think that like 15 people live there.
Oh, wow.
Right? It's adorable.
Oh.
Isn't it adorable?
There's like signs and there's dogs. There's those weird like big buildings on caterpillar tracks.
Right? This is as far
Alert. North. We should go to Alert.
I'd fuck that. No. I want to go place. I want to go warm places, man. Warm.
Yeah, Canada.
I want to look at photos
Canada
of Alert.
Canada doesn't own any warm places.
No. We were close to joining up with Trinidad and Tobago.
Maybe.
That'd be cool.
I'd do that.
Yeah, yeah. So because good. We are the North Pole's closest neighbors, we have laid claim to the North Pole, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So, and essentially, kids' letters to Santa, the postcode is a Canadian postcode.
H-O-H-O-H-O.
Yeah. I mean, do kids actually post them? I thought usually what they do is, they give you the letter to Santa, and then you just go, like, just throw it into the sky, and it'll get there with magic.
A Canadian goose comes down and swoops out of the air, grabs it in its beak, and then tears it to shreds.
But the plot thickens. So Santa was declared a full Canadian citizen all the way back in 2008 by Canada's immigration minister.
Wow.
So Santa, who is a mythical, magical being, the deliverer of presents, and wrath of misery,
and drinks like a sailor,
has citizenship before me.
How does that make fuel raise?
Like, I need a sleigh pulled by animals to get citizenship in Canada.
That shouldn't be that hard for you to figure out.
And to...
how many dogs do you own?
Have a forced labor camp for elves. How many?
So you're going to...
I've got one dog.
You've got one dog.
He's pretty big.
So yeah, so you got one big dog.
But he's also old.
So you got one big old dog, and now you need a slave labor camp of little people.
Yeah.
And then you can get citizenship in Canada.
Cool.
You got to grow a big beard.
I'm going to admit, it's pretty obscure. But
I mean, these are the rules, man.
I know they are the rules. Yeah.
I guess we do make them up, actually.
So Santa has, as a Canadian citizen, he has all the rights and privileges, including very meticulous bookkeeping around his eggnog consumption. And one perk of being a citizen, he's free to re-enter Canada when he's finished delivering presents all over the world. So, And to further that, he was given a passport in 2013. Mrs. Claus got one too.
It's lovely.
It was a new type of passport called an e-passport, which is basically a passport made of the drug ecstasy.
Right.
And Santa and his wife...
You take it just before you go to the border crossing.
I mixed Santa up with Canada and I called him Sanada.
Oh, I like that.
Sanada.
It's like some sort of new age techno DJ.
It is.
Yeah.
DJ Sanada.
DJ Sanada. Is that your DJ noise?
Yeah. Foghorn. DJ Fog.
If you were a DJ, that'd be your Fog, your
DJ shipping name? Container. All of my music is made from me treating acoustically the sounds of foghorns.
Here we go. Wait. Ready?
There we go.
An instant DJ classic.
DJ Shipping Containers new album Foghorn.
Enjoy.
Featuring famous hits such as Shipping Container, Drunken Captain, Seagull, The Bridge Is Too Short, and This Christmas's most downloaded hit, Doc's Whore.
What is that? Jesus Christ, that got dark real quick.
Oh my God. So Mrs. Claus received the 299,999th passport.
Wow.
And Santa received the 3,000,000th passport.
Oh, they did that on purpose, so that's clever. Okay.
It's nice. Clever. So they got the ecstasy passports.
And so basically when they arrive at the border, they have to have already done ecstasy, and then they're presented with various forms of leather that they have to stroke and describe how it feels.
Yeah. And like every immigration department of every airport I've ever been to.
Yep.
Describing how leather feels.
That's Canada.
I once got turned away from Saudi Arabia because I incorrectly described how leather feels. It's a terrible time. I also had a gun. I'm joking. But I mainly talk about the leather. Anyway, I think that we are now officially at the end of this story. And do you believe the conspiracy theory peddled by CBC that Santa's Canadian? Or
I wholeheartedly believe Santa's Canadian.
Maybe we need to get Rudy on the case to prove it in court.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Well, he's a bucket, though. He's just
always a bucket.
He's in a bucket, not a bucket, but sure. He is a bucket. Liquid, cool. Liquid becomes the form it surrounds it. That's how's it go? He's a bucket.
I actually shared on our social media with the shots of Rudy Giuliani with his face is melting with the bad guy Gary Oldman played in The Fifth Element. What? Have you ever seen the film The Fifth Element?
I love
Element?
The Fifth Element.
You know, when the
bucket guy are you talking about?
No, the bucket guy. You know, Gary Oldman's bad guy with the clear perspex hat.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the evil thing is approaching, black liquid runs down over his face.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. What was happening to Rudy Giuliani.
Right.
Zurg is approaching.
So really, Rudy Giuliani is melting into a bucket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can't wait for Zurg to arrive.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
And then Bruce Willis, who is a taxi driver, who also is conveniently a highly trained military person, is there to save the day. And a woman who can learn an entire language from an advert on the back of a taxi seat.
And eat an entire chicken in one sitting.
If you haven't seen The Fifth Element, I recommend... I watched The Fifth Element in a cinema on a ferry in the Irish Sea.
Wow, really?
And it was in the middle of a storm and it was really choppy. And you know there's that scene where the taxi is like a flying taxi going through a futuristic New York. Well, yeah. We were watching that. And this ferry we were on, the little cinema,
rocking back and forth.
It was the most engrossing cinematic experience of my life.
That's amazing. I'm envious.
It was a four-hour trip on a car ferry from Wales to Ireland.
Okay, maybe not so envious then. But still, of that particular moment in life, that's neat.
They didn't actually... Based on, the technology they use now in simulators was based on that moment, I'm sure.
Yep, that's exactly, that's right. Thank you for sitting around and listening to us every single night for the past 24 nights. You guys rock. It's
tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last episode.
Tomorrow's the last episode of Ufuckek.
Oh, holy
shit. The Winter
shit.
Festival of Unaligned Celebration Advent Calendar.
How will our audience get through the day-to-day drudgery of lives that they live without us in their ears every day?
They'll be fine. Yeah, they'll be fine. We'll be back late January.
We've got one more episode tomorrow.
One more episode, So what do we have tonight for night 24 of a fuck Akris?
Tonight is the night of rest. So you need to get 24 hours sleep just tonight.
So we wake up tomorrow and there'll be an hour left of...
No, all you have to do is create a rudimentary device to slow time down in your bed.
Oh, that's easy.
And then time will travel as normal, but you will perceive time at a 50% rate of time around your bed.
Usually
the opposite happens. You fall asleep and it goes faster. Yep. You need to reverse the...
And just reverse that.
They call it the reversal time polarity theory.
Oh, yeah, we're well aware. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'll just hook up some paper clips to it and a bow tie and a few... Yeah. Bent rolling pins and
lick a battery
and we're good to go.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
Don't lick a battery. Although I do love licking a smoke alarm battery.
It is fun.
It lets me know I'm alive. Yeah. It's nice to feel something.
Aside from the existential dread that you always feel. Yeah.
Only this battery that I lick lets me know the universe is real. So
I feel like that's a t-shirt.
Only the battery I lick lets me know the universe is real. It's also the name of my first book.
Oh, what will that book be about, Reese?
Just different ways to lick batteries to help you establish that you exist. It's not going to be very long. They'll say AAA no, AA no. Smoke alarm battery, yes. Car battery, no.
Right, and then we're done.
Car battery, ow. Cool. Well, anyway, enough about licking batteries.
My new book, I guess. I want to promote your new book. That's fine by me, I guess.
Tomorrow is 25, and you have a wonderful evening.
Can I open tomorrow's Wofakak advent calendar door?
Yes, you can.
Yay!
Do you want to take the lead on tomorrow's episode?
Sure, I'll do that.
For the first time ever.
For the first time ever.
Do some work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's cool. Let's do it.
It's going to be work.
Let's do it.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Night.
See you tomorrow.